And let's go to Psalms 116. And then we'll go to Psalms 103. I love the Bible, man. There's so much stuff in the Bible, so much stuff that we take for granted. And it's just this amazing book, what God gave us. And Psalm 68, and I've preached on this before. Psalm 68, just many things we take for granted, and I preach that a lot. Don't take things for granted. I preach that. Don't take anything for granted. So many things we just take and don't realize what a blessing God gave us. And we don't sit back sometimes and just realize sometimes how good God's been to us and some of the things He provides. And Psalm 68 verse 19 says this. It said, "Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah." And I preached about that a while back, who daily loaded us with benefits. And turn to Psalm 116, says this. Psalm 116. God's given us a lot of benefits, brother. There's a lot of things, just the air we breathe. I mean, it's a wonderful to be able to walk today and breathe a little bit. There's a lot of people that can't do that today. Psalms chapter 116 says this, verse number 12, "Who shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits toward me?" God's been good to us. There's a lot of things God's done for us. I say it all the time. I said His retirement benefits, they're out of this world, man. And they are. "Their eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered in the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love it." There's nothing you and I could think or comprehend what God's got in store for a saved person that loves Him. But down here, God's given us a lot of benefits. Turn over to Psalm 103. Psalm 103, and a lot of them we just take for granted. A lot of them we don't realize how good God's been to us and what He has given us. In Psalm 103, verse 2 says this, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." And a lot of times we forget what God's done for us, and a lot of times we take for granted. And I'm going to preach on one this morning that may seem kind of strange to you a little bit. And it may seem like, "Well, preacher, I don't hardly think of that as a benefit, but you just give me a few minutes this morning, and I'm going to try to convince you how good God's been to you." And I want to preach a little bit this morning on the benefit of laughter. Laughter. God gave us a great benefit, and it's that benefit to laugh. And the word laughter and laughing occurs in the King James Bible 39 times. The book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 4 says, "It's a time to weep and a time to laugh and a time to mourn and a time to dance." And I want to tell you, there's a time to laugh, and laughter is one of the healthiest emotions we have right now. When you lose your ability to laugh, you'll lose your joy, you'll lose your smile, you'll lose your hope, you'll lose your life, you'll lose your health, and you'll lose your walk with the Lord when you lose the ability to laugh. And one of the things in our generation, why we're such a sick and perverted generation, because we have lost the ability to laugh anymore. It's amazing. We laugh today at the things that should offend us. We laugh at vulgarity. All the comedies today, comedians, all they are is nasty and vulgar. And most of the shows on TV, the sitcoms, are just nasty and perverted and wicked. And we laugh at the perverted and the profanity and the homosexuality and the perverted. And we laugh at the things that should offend us. Then when something is set to laugh, we say, "Well, that offended me." Amen, brother. We no longer know how to laugh. We no longer know how to just have a joy with the Lord. And there's the benefit of laughter. And we don't think about that very much. But people nowadays, they get mad, sad, and oppressed, and depressed. Hey, laugh a little bit. It'll help you. Amen? Just laugh a little bit. I preached October 27, 2013. Some of you were here. "Remove not the ancient landmark." Out of Proverbs 22, "Remove not the ancient landmark, which our fathers have said." And I preached, we remove the landmark of history. We no longer have history. They're going around right now changing the names of streets because of Confederate names, trying to wipe out history. To remove not the ancient landmark of the home, remove not the ancient landmark of hell, and one of them, hope and heaven. And one of my points was, remove not the ancient landmark of humor. We need to laugh, brother. God give us a benefit of laughter. It's found throughout the Bible. Sometimes here, I've done it this morning, I give out the joke book. You say, why? Just kind of break the ice and kind of loosen you up some. Because some of you come in here, you're wound more tighter than a $2 watch. Well, try to get you to laugh and loosen up a little bit. There's the benefit of laughter. It'll help you. Paul found through the Bible. Turn to Job chapter 8. Get Psalms 126. You know, I'm glad the Lord has a sense of humor. If you don't believe he's got a sense of humor, go look in the mirror. Or if you don't believe it, just look at the person next to you. Don't point at them, just look. God has a sense of humor. The Bible says several times that God laughed. Lord has a sense of humor. Look at Job chapter 8, verse 19. Job 8 and 19 says this. It says, behold, this is the joy of the way, and out of the earth shall others grow. Behold, God will not cast away a perfect man, neither will he help the evildoers. Watch this. Till he fill my mouth with laughing and my lips with rejoicing. Look at Psalm chapter 126. You know what God can do? He can put laughter in you, and laughter and rejoicing go together like gravy on a biscuit. Where do they go? That's the way it's made. Look at Psalm 126. It says, 126 verse 2, then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Brother, let me tell you, when you get that laughter going and get that rejoicing going and get that singing, it'll go together. And we need a revival of laughter in the churches. We need to laugh. People take things a lot too serious. Used to be, some of the humor used to be on your hand. Andy Griffin, Lucy Goosey, and all that kind of, hey man, it's funny. It's stuff today, perverted, wicked, and sick. Kind of, I don't watch any. I've never seen Friends or Seinfeld. I stopped with Andy Griffin, Brother Dennis. I don't watch that stuff. It's not funny to me, number one. Number two, I don't have time to watch that kind of stuff. But there's a benefit of laughter. And I want to give you some things about it this morning. Some things, some of the benefits, some things you may not have thought about. I want to say, number one, you know what laughter is? It's a massage for the mind. You know what? Your human body, you know what happens? Sometimes you get out there and you get working, Brother Jeff. Brother Jeff knows this. He climbs around. He used to climb around all this place. And your body gets stoved up. And you get tightened up. And you get working hard. And you get stressed up. And brother, you ever been in that kind of thing? I know Brother Robert has. You ever been down there and laid down and let a masseur get hold of you? A chiropractor. And man, they'll get down there and pop you and all that kind of stuff and rub you out. And they'll give you a massage, brother. And you feel like a noodle when you get up. And you know what laughter is? It's a massage for the mind. You know, we're the most stressed out generation in the history of America. Right here. And you know what state leads of all 50 states as the most stressed out state in America? Roll Tide. War Eagle. Alabama. Come on. You know what state leads of all the states in the most pain abuse medicine, opiates? Take a guess. Roll Tide, brother. And you know what? I'll just throw this in extra. You know what the most religious state in the United States is? Alabama. I sound like there's a problem right there, don't you, Brother Dennis? I want to say, laughter is a massage. It's a massage for the mind. Stress is the number one killer. Stress will kill you. It affects every fiber of your being. It causes mental illness, depression, oppression, suicide. It's the number one cause of suicide and drug abuse. It's physically, it causes high blood pressure, diabetes, heart, cancer, pain. It's the number one cause of headaches and sleep disorder. It's just plain old stress. And God gave you a natural prescription against stress. And it's just plain old laughter. Laughter's a massage for the mind. Christians get stressed out, man. They come in stressed out. You can tell them, like this, man. You know why? Sometimes I try to give a joke and kind of loosen you up a little bit. And it's just kind of give you a massage and kind of get loose a little bit. Some of you come in here nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs. Jumping all over the place. You know what laughter does? It'll help massage the mind and let you go some of that stress and loosen you up. Laughter helps us unwind a little bit. Because I tell you what, this old world drives you crazy. Life's too important and it's too short to get all stressed out and depressed out and oppressed out. And one of the things you can do is just laugh a little bit. Amen. Amen. Laughter is a massage for the mind. And the Lord gave us a great stress reliever. It's laughter. People get so wound up nowadays. They get all stressed up and everything. And you know what to help them? Just a good dose of laughter. Somebody said laughter is the valve on the pressure cooker of life. Some people, you know what's wrong with a lot of people today in our generation? They're so thin-skinned and they get so offended so easy, Brother Robert, they can't laugh anymore. They're looking for something to be offended out. And brother, you just tell them, they say, well, that offended me. I'm not laughing at that. It's funny, laugh. It's a massage for the mind. It'll help relieve the stress. It'll unwind you. Psalm 119, 165 says, great peace they that have the love of the law, and nothing shall offend them. People get offended too easy. You know why? They don't want to laugh. Laughter is a massage for the mind. The Mayo Clinic says this, laughter is an amazing thing. It's a tension dissolver. It's an antidote to anxiety. It's just like a tranquilizer without any side effects. And it's free. You don't even need a prescription. Laughter is life's shock absorber. If we want to have less stress in our lives, we need to learn to laugh in our circumstances. We got to learn how to laugh, is what it says. That's the Mayo Clinic. The Norwegian University of Science reported that a good sense of humor cuts down one's chance of death by over 80% just laughing. It relieves stress. Mayo Clinic said this, a lot of the sickness in our world is simply because we don't laugh. When we live uptight and on the edge, it causes headaches, digestive problems, lack of energy, back problems, muscle aches. We don't sleep well. Much of this would go away if we just learned how to laugh, is what it says. Isn't that amazing? Mayo Clinic. One of the greatest stress relievers God has given us is laughter. Laughter is like taking medicine. It not only makes you feel better, but it actually releases healing throughout your system. That's the Mayo Clinic, the most prestigious clinic in the whole world. They say one of the best things you do, laughter. It'll help massage that mind, turn loose some of that stress. Milton Berle said this, laughter is an instant vacation. Alan Alda said, when people are laughing, they're generally not killing each other. Amen. That's good right there. Love may make the world go around, but laughter keeps us from getting dizzy. Charlie Chaplin said, a day without laughter is a day wasted. Wayne Dyer said, it's impossible for you to be angry and laugh at the same time. Anger and laughter are mutually exclusive, and you have the power to choose each. Walt Disney said, laughter is America's most important export. Laughter and rejoicing go together like gravy and biscuit. Because when you laugh, you get happy. Job said, he'll fill my mouth with laughing and my lips with rejoicing. And I tell you, me and my wife, we like to laugh. We look at each other sometimes and laugh. Y'all do that too. We like to laugh. It's funny. We're funny. We do dumb things a lot of times. And when we do, we don't throw a fit and throw a book at each other in a vase like the Clintons did. Pow! We laugh. It's funny. A while back, I'll never forget it. She does things and she'll say, are you going to use this for a sermon illustration? I'll say, I'm thinking about it, trying to find out where to put it. One night, she's in there and she has to get Sarah's medicine ready. And she'll get it out. You know, she takes a lot of stuff. And she is getting it out. She looked at me and she said, I just took Sarah's medicine. I said, tell me how that works out, okay? I mean, I need to call somebody. I mean, she's over there doing it. Next thing you know, pop it. And she could have got mad. I see, we just laughed. We thought it was funny. You know what? We like to laugh. We enjoy laughing. I'm a big kidder. I don't take nothing serious but the Lord and my walk with the Lord and my family and my health a little bit. Everything else, Brother Robert, Brother Dennis, it's fair game. I don't take it serious. You say, well, I definitely don't take politics serious. I don't take the news serious. Ah, man, I tell you what, that'll stress you out big time, man. I tell you, when I turn that junk on, all I do is laugh. I want to say laughter, it's a massage. It's a massage for the mind. We had a great time this week. We went out with Miss Carol and Brother Dot. Went to Olive Garden. Wasn't that fun, Olive Garden? You know what we did most of the time? We laughed, didn't we? We cut up, had a good time laughing and eating. I mean, it is good stuff. We got home and Me and my wife talked about what a good time. Hey, they ministered to me. I had a great time laughing, having fun. We got home, we talked about how much fun we had with them. And my wife said, Dodd just had a birthday, July the 9th. He's 81 years old, or 81 years young. And he told us how old he was. We got home, my wife said, I couldn't believe Brother Dodd's 81 years old. And I told her, I said, you know why he acts so young? He's got a great attitude about life, and he just laughs at himself. You know what? It's a massage for the mind. If you don't laugh at yourself when you fall down and jump up and all that kind of stuff, I'm going to tell you, you're about to go on a roughy bump through this life. You don't know how to laugh. We in our house, I hardly watch TV. During the daytime, I never watch it unless I turn the weather on for some reason. But I'll study during the day. Right now, I go walk at the park. I told you to come home, and I'll study at about 2 o'clock, 2 or 3, and I might lay down for a few minutes in, and I'll get back up and eat, and I'll usually study and do things about 6 o'clock to 9 or 10. And I'm pretty wound up by then. Preachers get wound up, don't we, Brother Dennis? I mean, I'm working on sermons sometime, and I'm wound up, man. I'm ready to let her rip. I need somehow to wind down. I don't wind down, Brother Bob. I'm going to be calling like Brother Bunk does all the time and preaches messages to me. He'll call up and just start preaching and hang up. You know what I do at night? Here's what we do. By 10 o'clock, I turn the news on, watch it to the weather. When the weather's over, I flip it, unless it's football season. I flip it. And we record during the day the Beverly Hillbillies and 2 episodes of Leave It to Beaver. And you know what happens around my house about 10, 15 minutes later? We get Sarah, me and my wife, we sit around the TV and we watch the Beverly Hillbillies and we laugh and we watch Leave It to Beaver 2 times and we laugh and I'm unwound, brother, and it's better than a sleeping pill, and I can go to sleep and my mind has been massaged and cleaned up because I just sit there and laugh a little bit. If I didn't, I'd lay in bed like this, like some of you. I was reading here the other day when I was looking at this researching this sermon. Said this one lady, she couldn't sleep very well. It's a true story, I was reading about it. She was constantly taking tranquilizers. They began to work for a while. Then they wouldn't help. Then they gave her some more medicine. Tried this. And the doctor told her, he said, he gave her a very unusual prescription. He said, every night before you go to bed, you need to watch something funny. A funny movie, a funny video, a funny drama. Something that makes you laugh. In this article, she said, I did that 10 years ago, and I'm not taking any medicine or pain medicine or sleep medicine. And she said, I sleep like a baby. You know what? It'll help relieve the stress. That's why I sit down there and watch Leave It to Beaver. That's why the Beverly Hillbillies is funny. Miss Carol, she said they like Lucy. I love Lucy. Lucy Goosey is what I call her. She's funny. Andy Griffith's funny. What'll it do? Laughter help massage the mind. It'll help relieve the tensions of life. Not only will it help massage the mind, I'll tell you something else about laughter. It'll help manifest the message. It'll help manifest the message. I always look for a few jokes for my sermons. Brother Robert, he's a comedian of preachers, amen. He's written joke books. And I've always, I've always going through my joke books, Brother Dennis, and I'm trying to find some good jokes. I don't always find them. And I'm not the best at telling them like he is. But I still try them, because you know what jokes and laughter do? It'll help manifest the message. People will remember it better. You've heard that saying, a little bit of sugar helps the medicine go down. A little bit of laughter helps the sermon go down too, doesn't it, Brother Dennis? Many of the great preachers, they use laughter in their messages. Jim White, he's hilarious. Sam Jones, Brother Robert over here, a lot of the great ones, Sam Gibbs I've heard through the years, they'll use laughter in there, and you know what it'll do? It'll help put that in your mind, and burn in your mind, you'll remember, and you might not remember a whole lot, but that joke or something will go ding. It'll help manifest the message. Brother Dennis preached a message here about a month ago. Woo! Called Dead Ducks Don't Flutter. Brother Dennis, I've had more people talk about that message probably than any message been preached here since I've been here. And we'll talk sometimes, don't we, Brother Effie, about it. And sometimes something will come up, and in unison we'll both say, laughing. Dead ducks don't flutter, amen. I mean, that's good stuff. Listen, I'll never forget that message, man. That thing is funny, but it's profound. It drove home a point, man. If you're a child of God, you ought to flutter. Dead ducks, they don't flutter. That's good stuff. You know what? Laughter will do. It'll manifest the message and burn it in. Help you to remember one of the things they taught us in prep delivery. Brother Robert was there in class. They say, you need to get a few joke books. I got a bunch of them. I look for jokes all the time. But I tell you what, that laughter will help manifest that message. Who will ever forget that was here one Thursday night when Brother Bunk gave up one of his pop-ups? He preached a little bit, Brother Robert. You got Brother Bunk. He's hilarious. And remember what he preached on, some of you? Never go to the grocery store hungry with $2 in your pocket. He talked about going to the grocery store, and he is hungry, and he started piling stuff up, and he got to the cashier, and he only had $2 in his pocket. That's good stuff. And he stopped back there, and Miss Debbie stopped and said, hey, finish it. I want to know how you paid for it. That's what I want to know. That's good stuff, man. You know what? It'll help manifest the message. That's profound, man. Don't get in this life and fill up your grocery basket in this world when you only got $2 to spend. You'll be bankrupt before you know it. I told these jokes, man. It's amazing. I got one. I go down. I tell a lot of jokes when I went to Jimmy Hale Mission, you know. Those guys, you know. And it's amazing to me. They laugh a lot better than churches do. They respond, don't they, Brother Don? I mean, they respond. People say, I wouldn't go down to that dead place. Are you kidding? Man, that place was hopping, man. They respond to the jokes of the sermons, and you go to churches, and they're sitting like this. When you tell a joke, they're thinking, am I supposed to laugh? You tell a joke there, even if it's not funny, they start laughing. I thought, Brother Dennis, we need to send some people down to Jimmy Hale Mission for vacation, learn how to worship God. Because they get it on down there. Some of these people, Brother Jeff, Brother Don, Brother Robert, they've been down there, brother. They let it rip. It'll manifest the message. I got a joke I tell them all the time down there. I've told it here, but some of you hadn't heard it. About this man, he's walking around the insane asylum, Brother Dennis. He's walking around and he's taking a tour of it. And the man that runs insane asylum giving a tour, and he's walking around and he looks in a room and there's a man in that a padded room beating his head on the wall. And he's going, Lulu, Lulu, Lulu. He said, what's wrong with him? He said, man, it's a sad case. He said he fell in love with a girl named Lulu, and Lulu ran off with another man. He said he started going around the same asylum a little bit more, turned the corner, and went in another room, and there's a guy there pounding his head on the wall going, Lulu, Lulu, Lulu. He said, what's his problem? He said, that's the guy she run off with right there. Amen. I, a man, are never satisfied. I've been out several times. I was at Sears one time in a customer service returning something, and I heard somebody say, Lulu. I said, what? The black guy's going, Lulu, Lulu. They remember that joke. You know what it'll do? A little bit of laughter. It'll help manifest the message. People will remember it. That's why I try to throw some in here and try to cut the fool of some time. You say why? It'll just help you a little bit. You know, the Bible's full of humor. Over there in 1 Kings 18, Elijah's over there mocking the prophets of Baal. And he's crying out, cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is talking or is pursuing, or he's in a journey or peradventure, he sleepeth, and he must be awakened. He's mocking them, making fun of them, laughter. I love there in the book of Ecclesiastes 9, one of my favorite verses. It says, for a living dog is better than a dead lion. That's funny. That's good stuff. Proverbs 11:22, as a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman without discretion. It is better, I love this one, Proverbs 21. It's better to dwell in the corner of a housetop than in a brawling woman in a wide house. That's good stuff right there, man. It said it'd be better to sit in a corner than a brawling woman in a wide house, brother. That's good stuff. It's used to manifest the message. That's the truth. The Lord Jesus Christ used humor all over the place. Take your Bible, turn over to Matthew chapter 7, look at a couple. You know what laughter will do? It'll massage that old mind and help you to relax. Take some of the stress off of life. It'll help manifest the message. Help you remember what's going on. Over there in Matthew chapter 7, the Lord uses laughter and humor all throughout the Bible. Matthew chapter 7 verse 3, He says this, "Why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, and considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye?" You know what a beam is? It's a big old 10-foot beam by 4 sticking in somebody's eye. You know what a mote is? It's a little piece of tiny speck of dust, is what it is. I had a cartoon, a clip art for kids, and it had a big thing, "Take the beam out of your eye," and it had this goofy looking kid walk around with this big old beam sticking out of his eye. That's funny. Jesus said, "Take that big old 10-foot beam out of your eye, and you can see that little speck of dust in that other brother's eye." Lord uses it all the time. Another time, turn over to Matthew chapter 15. He said over there, I'll just read them to you. Save your time. Matthew 15:14. "Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. If the blind lead the blind, they'll both fall in a ditch." That's funny. Matthew 19:24. He said it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. He said another time, "You blind guys," he said, "you strain at a gnat and you swallow a camel." I mean, how many people you know that swallow camels? You know what God's doing, the Lord? He's using laughter and humor to manifest the message and get a point out. It'll not only help just manifest the message in a sermon. I tell you what, laughter will help you manifest the journey of life. This whole life, brother, I'm going to tell you, there's going to be some rough days and the rough roads and some bumpy roads, and laughter is one of the shock absorbers to go through the journey. I've done a lot of dumb things. About a year ago, I can't believe this, Brother Robert. I was at Walmart. I was still working. Went to Walmart at lunch. And I went and got in my car, put the key in the car, wouldn't crank. I was thinking something wrong with my car, wouldn't move the key, and I got looking around, and I was in the wrong cotton-picking car. It wasn't my car. Took me about 4 minutes to realize this is, it looked like mine on the outside. The key went in the thing, but it wouldn't crank. I was fixing to call somebody. Boy, I'd have felt like a dummy. I didn't tell anybody about that till right now. So write that off on the tape, Brother Don. Erase that part. I mean, there's just some things that's funny in life. I went to the hospital here Friday to see Brother David. St. Vincent's downtown. And these hospitals, they built this little west tower, the north tower, the south tower. And you get on this elevator, it don't go to the west tower. You get on this and it don't go to the north. Well, I said, "I got to go to the west tower. Where I got to go?" And the lady said, "You can't get there on this elevator. You got to get on this elevator and go down there, turn left, and there's another elevator. You get on that elevator, get off the third floor, and you go down there and you turn, and there's another elevator. You get there and it'll take you to the west tower." I'm serious. I was walking around that hospital, and there's another dude. He is right there with me. You talk about blind leaders following the blind, brother. We were the blind following the blind. You know what? It was funny. Now, I could have got mad, all that kind of stuff, but it wouldn't have done any good. I mean, you got to have some laughter to manifest the message of life. Brother, if you don't, it's going to be a rough ride. Take your Bible, turn to Genesis chapter 17. Let me just give you a couple of things. Hear this. I'll tell you the first time laugh comes in your Bible. The first time laugh shows up in your Bible is in Genesis 17. Look at Genesis 17, verse 1. You know, the Lord has a sense of humor. Genesis 17, 1, and when Abraham was 90 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, "I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect." And God said to Abraham, "As for Sarah thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. And I will bless her and give thee also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations, and kings of people shall be of her." Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed. I mean, he is 99 years old. His wife was in the 80s. And he said, it was so funny to him. He fell down on the ground laughing. That's a good one, Lord. I'm going to have my wife's going to have a baby, and I'm going to have a kid at 99. That's a good one, Lord. First time laughter is a prophet laughing in the face of God. Look what happens. Look at Genesis 18. Come on over. And he comes to Sarah, verse 12, verse 10, and he said, I will surely return to thee according to the time. And Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son. And Sarah heard of the tent door and was behind him. Verse 11. Now Abraham and Sarah are old and well stricken in age. It ceased to be Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself. They're laughing at God. I mean, that's a joke. God comes down, God's 99 years old. It'd be like going to Uncle Reuben and Auntie May and said, hey, guess what? Y'all gonna have a baby next week. Uncle Reuben will be jumping up and down, running around all over the place, wouldn't he? Abraham fell on his face and he laughed. Turn back to Genesis 17. Flip back. Genesis 17. It was verse 17. Genesis 17, 17. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born? He's fell down there laughing so hard at God. Say, God, that's a good one. Look at verse 19. And God said, Sarah, thy wife shall bear thee a son, and I shall call his name Isaac. You know, that's one of the few people in the Bible that God actually names them. Turn to Genesis chapter 21. Genesis 21. They left. Genesis 21. You know what the name Isaac means? It means laughter. That's what it means. God said, so you laughed, I'm going to call that boy Laughter. That's his name, Laughter. Look what it said in Genesis chapter 21, what Sarah says. Verse 5, and Abraham was 100 years old, and his son Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said, Genesis 21, 6, and Sarah said, God hath made me to laugh, so all that hear me will laugh with me. I could preach about that a while. Oh, Isaac, he was a seed of promise. And you take that a little bit of while, and God called his name Laughter, by the way. I want to say, God used Isaac, the name Laughter, Brother Dennis, to manifest his message to him. Sarah said, every time somebody hears that name, they're going to laugh with me because God made me laugh. That's good stuff, brother. I could park there about 2 days. Good stuff. He'll help manifest the message. I want to say something else about laughter. It's a metastasis of the spirit. The word metastasize, it means a rapid transition or rapid and random transition from one subject to another. We normally use it, doctors, when describing cancer. Stage 3, stage 4 cancer is when it begins what they call metastasize. Metastasize means a random and a rapid change and a transition from one subject to another. It's normally in cancer when it metastasizes from one organ to another. You know what laughter is? It's a metastasis of the spirit. Because you know what laughter does? People get laughing and everybody starts laughing. Humor is infectious. The sound of a roaring laughter is far more contagious than any cough, sniffle, or sneeze. When laughter is shared, it binds people together and produces happiness. And you start laughing. It don't have to be funny, but if you start laughing, people will laugh. It's a metastasis of the spirit. It's kind of funny just hearing somebody laugh. That's right. It makes you laugh. It's funny. They say laughter is the world's universal language. You know how Russians laugh? You know how Chinese laugh? You know how they laugh in Iraq? They all laugh the same. They don't talk the same. Brother Dennis, they don't sing the same. They don't pray the same. But brother, every one of them laugh the same. Laughter is a metastasis of the spirit. It's amazing when you get laughing, people will laugh. You've heard that saying, laugh and the world laughs with you. Weep and you weep alone. Somebody said about laughter, Laughter is the shortest distance between two people. Laugh in the world, laugh with you. It doesn't have to be funny. All you have to do is somebody start laughing and people will laugh. That's all it takes. Years ago, I was dating my wife. She probably don't remember this. We used to, when we was in Bible school, we'd go to the Creamery. Remember that? And it was a little bakery and cake shop, and that's where we'd go courting, you know. And we'd go there after Sunday night service, different things. And we went there one night, me and my wife, we was courting at the time. And Ellen, a friend of hers, and my cousin David. And me and David, we like to kid a lot. We have big cut-ups. All the Watkins is. And we set this up. We was going to play a trick on them. She probably don't remember it. But we had this joke we was going to tell, and it makes no sense. But we want to laugh like crazy, Miss Jane, and watch them. And I tell you, here's the joke. You may have heard it before. This man's in the bathtub, and he's taking a bath, and he forgets he don't have any soap. And he tells his wife, he said, "Honey, bring me some soap." And she says, "What do you think I am? A radio?" There's nothing funny about that. But me and my cousin, we'd set it up. As soon as we told it, we laughed like crazy. And we was laying in the seat there laughing, cutting up, watching them, because they couldn't get it. They were going, "I don't get it." I'd say, "Ray, get it, radio." And they go, "Radio." And I mean, we're over there laughing. And after a while, finally Ellen says, "I get it now. I got it." You know what? Laughter don't have to be funny. People will laugh. Little Dalton tickles me when he tells a joke. A couple of weeks ago, y'all remember when he told that joke? He got up here and told his joke. "Here's a joke," he said. "Here's a joke. Why don't you come to church?" A little boy asked his best friend. "Because my family belongs to another abomination." Remember that? Rather than denomination. But little Dalton got up and said it. And Dalton, he don't speak in words like we do. He speaks in sentences. His little brain's so fast, he just cuts out all the spaces and commas in the sentence, doesn't he, Brother Don? And he speaks so fast, we'll say the dog ran after the cat, he'll say, "Brrr." And when he told the joke, y'all remember it? He told the joke, it's so funny, when he was telling it, he was laughing the whole time, and he was just cutting up, it's so funny, but nobody could understand him because he spoke so fast. But it was so funny when he told the joke, nobody understood it, but everybody out there was laughing like crazy. And they were laughing, and they were going, "I didn't get it. I wanted to say, well, dummy, what are you laughing at?" You know why they were laughing? Because he was laughing. You know what laughter is? It's a metastasis of the spirit. Once people start laughing, it'll start spreading like a wildfire. By the way, let me just throw this in here. Before I stop here, we welcome in this church all denominations, okay? And we especially like the 20s and the 50 and the 100 denominations. We like to see them pop up every once in a while too, by the way. So just take that one for a while, amen? You'll get that, you'll get it. You know, I like to be around kids. They make you smile and they make you laugh. You know why? An average child laughs 400 times a day. Adult average 15 times a day. They just don't want to laugh. They don't have fun. You know what it is? When we get around kids, they put a smile and a laugh because it's a metastasis of the Spirit. It'll help people laugh. I'm a terrible witness for the Lord. I can't talk. I'm not good at it. I'm not like Brother Ben, Brother Bunk, some of these guys. They can talk to a brick wall. I have to work it up, man. I mean, I have to get psyched up. I'm just not good at it. And what I try to do, Brother Robert, I try to do something funny or stupid to try to break the ice. Because I know I'm not going to be able to do it with my conversation, Mr. Joby. I got to get a lick in there somehow. And so I'll throw in jokes. When that little girl came to the nursery the other night, at Brother Davis, I was there. She was doing the vital stuff. I started kidding with her and getting her laughing and cutting up. And that way, I was able to break the ice. Talk to her about the Lord. You know what it does? It'll have metastasized the spirit where you can just kind of talk to people about the Lord and they kind of drop the edge a little bit. I go around Cosby Lake and walk every morning. I try to talk to them about the Lord, give out tracts most of the taking. And I try to come up with something funny, Brother Jeff, and something silly. One of the things I do lately is I walk around. You know, one of the things everybody asks you is, what lap you on? What lap you on? That's kind of when you say, what number you on? What number? And now when I see them, I come up with this. I say, well, I just seen you. I'm on number 7, so you must be on number 10. And I'm only number 1. And yes, sir, 11, they say, well, that sounds good to me. You say, just something that'll help break the ice a little bit. Laughter's a metastasis of the spirit. It'll spread like a wildfire. I try to witness somebody, try to break it up. It's a metastasis of the spirit. It's a massage for the mind. It'll help manifest the message. And I'll give you one quick other thing. It's medicine for the soul. It's medicine for the soul. You know what laughter will do? It'll help you feel better. It'll help you enjoy the day. It'll help you get through things. Proverbs 17 verse 22 says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. But a broken spirit drieth the bones. A broken, dead spirit and stressed out, it just drop your bones and make you ache. But that merry heart, it'll make you like a medicine. And laughter's one of the greatest ways just to have a merry heart. A Jewish proverb says this, what soap is to the body, laughter is to the soul. You when you get in there and take a shower, I mean, you go out there and you get dirty and you take that shower and get you clean, y'all, and get some of that Irish spring on you. Yeah, man, it just kind of smells good. You just feel good. And when you get a good joke and some laughter, it'll refresh that soul, man, and just help you feel better. You know, your body's got an amazing, it's amazing machinery God built. It's amazing what it'll do. A Mayo Clinic reported that laughter aids breathing by disrupting your normal respiration pattern and increasing your breathing right. It can help clear mucus from your lungs and pneumonia. A lot of hospitals now, they actually have laugh therapy where they bring people in and have them laugh to help them with pain and depression and oppression. A hearty laughter is also cardioprotective. It's good for your heart. It increases circulation, improves the delivery of oxygen and nutrients to tissues. It's the number one pain reliever for headaches. When I have a headache, you know the first thing I do? I go walking. Your body has something in it. It's called endorphins. You ever heard that? It comes from the word indigenous and morphine. Indigenous means inside, within. It means indigenous plus morphine. It's called endorphins. Endorphins, a pain prescription in your body. It's a happy pill. It's 100 times more powerful and potent than morphine. And it's living inside of you. And there are two ways that you can release it is laughter and exercise. When you exercise, I go down to the park, and a lot of times I get up, my hip will be hurting. I got a little bit of arthritis on that thing somewhere, and my knee will be hurting by where my meniscus was, and I got plantar fasciitis on the back of my bottom of one of my foots, and I'll go about half a mile, Brother Robert, and I'm thinking, I'm not going to make it. And I get about 3/4 of a mile, and them endorphins are kicked up, brother, and I feel like I could climb Mount Everest. And I walk about 5 miles. You know what laughter does? It'll release them endorphins. They're those pain relievers God put in you. They say one of the main cures of a headache is laughter. It's a pain prescription. It's medicine for your soul. If you learn to laugh and quit taking things serious, it'll help you. God put that in you. Here's what it says right here. Laughter helps relieve stress and pain. This is Mayo Clinic. By relieving these natural, potent, powerful painkillers in the body, they're over 100 times more powerful than morphine. They're God's amazing prescription. When we laugh out loud, endorphins are released with the result in a natural high, making you feel good about yourself. God put that in there. I want to say laughter's a medicine for the soul. And I could give you a lot more this morning. Laughter improves your digestive and intestinal functions. It strengthens and tones your abdominal muscles. It changes your brain chemistry. This is off Mayo Clinic. It releases endorphins, the body's natural pain relief. It increases your sense of well-being, improving your reasoning, recovering. Its laughter is non-fattening, it's non-polluting, it's non-taxable, it's sugar-free, it's cholesterol, and it's 100% free, it says. That's good stuff God gave you. What he said, laughter is medicine for the soul. Find you a good book, a funny book. I got some. Before you go to bed at night, you have trouble sleeping, put you on a tape, your funny movie or a funny show and watch it. Sit down and enjoy a good laugh. And if you want a good one, just go to the mirror and look. Do whatever it takes. God gave us a great benefit in some of the simple things of life. And one of those benefits is just the benefit of laughter. Let's bow our heads for prayer this morning. Father.